Good Tuesday. Today is December the 30th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, fertilizer making agricultural headlines, and we're taking a look at phosphorus, different countries' exports, and some of the countervailing duties that are going to affect the 2026 outlook for phosphorus. All that coming up after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
The phosphorus fertilizer outlook in 2026 looks to be extremely complex. Affordability remains historically bad in 2025, and this situation looks like it could remain in place into the next year. As is the case for both nitrogen and phosphorus, the outlook for 2026 is somewhat cloudy. Countervailing duties in the United States, less Chinese exports, and demand destruction across the world are major issues facing the nutrient. However, there are some bright spots for the phosphorus fertilizers. According to the fertilizer analyst, lower prices at the end of 2025 and less demand destruction than originally assumed are a couple positives as we go into the new year. Now, looking back, global fertilizer use recovered in 2024, reaching a new record according to the International Fertilizer Association's public summary, the medium-term outlook from 2025 through 2029. Fertilizer use, which is nitrogen, phosphorus, and potash, increased 4.5% to 198 million metric tons of nutrients in 2023, and that's projected to rise another 4.4% and reach 206 million metric tons in 2024. This marks a 17 million metric ton increase from the low of 189 million metric tons that in 2022 and 4 million metric tons above the previous record demand of 202 million metric tons, which was set back in 2020. Increases in global fertilizer use is expected to be seen between 2025 and 2029, though at a slower pace than the past 2 years, according to the IFA, with an annual growth rate projected between 1 and 2%. Total use is forecast to be 224 million metric tons by 2029. That's an increase of 18 million metric tons compared to where it was in 2024. Now, these increases came on the heels of significant contractions in the global fertilizer usage in 21 and 22 because of the high prices. That recovery in nutrient use was largely driven by a sharp decline in prices from their peaks in mid-2022. The supply forecast for phosphorus fertilizer continues to be positive, according to the International Fertilizer Association. The global phosphoric acid production is estimated to have increased by 5% in 2024, reaching a record 89.6 million metric tons. China and Morocco were the primary contributors to this growth, with increases of 11% and 4% respectively. The IFA reports the capacity in phosphorus fertilizer is expected to increase to 14% between 2024 and 2029, reaching 71.7 million metric tons by the end of that forecast. Africa, West Asia, and East Asia are expected to drive the growth. Most new capacity is being developed by existing producers in Morocco and Saudi Arabia. Now, smaller expansions are also anticipated in Jordan, Egypt, and Tunisia. The IFA estimates phosphoric acid capacity forecast to grow from 54.9 million metric tons last year to 61.4 million metric tons in 2029. That's a 12% increase, and as capacity is expected to outpace demand, the phosphate balance is projected to loosen from a surplus of 4.4 million metric tons in 24 to 5.9 in 2027. Now, although fertilizer phosphate demand growth is slowing, it's largely offset by a surge in global purified phosphoric acid demand, according to the Institute. The demand growth is forecast to drive a stabilizing phosphate balance by the end of the medium term, assuming that the PPA demand growth of 5% a year holds true. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to pick up where we left off talking about phosphorus and some of the exports and availability. Now, despite many positives in the global production outlook, the affordability of phosphorus fertilizer remains historically unfavorable globally. Samuel Taylor, Rabobank Research Analysis Farm Inputs, said the affordability for phosphorus fertilizer is at an all-time low. In his research, he went back and found the nutrient is at its lowest affordability level since the larger fertilizer price increase of 2008. And it's bad both in the United States and internationally. Many believe it would be worse for a country like Brazil, considering how much the country imports, but affordability is worse in the United States, he said. And this has led to demand destruction for the nutrient. Internationally, farmers around the world have decided to cut back on phosphorus applications. John Linville, StoneX Vice President of Fertilizers, said he thinks U.S. farmers have tried to cut corners with phosphorus application. There were some estimates that we could see a 50% reduction in phosphorus applications, but it's probably below that level, he says. Farmers generally have to cut back on applications in recent years because of high prices. Many have picked fields with higher levels of phosphorus fertilizer in order to apply less of that nutrient, but obviously you can only do this for so long before it could affect the yield. Justin Ratcliff, the principal analyst leading North American fertilizer analysis for London-based CRU, said he believes the cutbacks on application might be occurring in different regions. While at the heart of the Corn Belt, we might be seeing close to regular applications, other areas which would be considered on the fringe acres, such as the Dakotas, might see larger cutbacks. He added that he believes the drop in phosphorus fertilizer demand is probably in that 10 to 15% range. And Mark Milam, a senior editor for Fertilizers ICIS, once said he saw positives recently in the phosphorus fertilizer prices. They were slightly lower at the end of 25. Lower fertilizer prices and higher commodity prices made the affordability issue not as bad as it was earlier in mid-2025, he says. Hopefully these lower phosphorus prices would stick around into 2026. Now, the Chinese exports are another factor. Internationally, a supply issue which continues to linger is China's pullback on phosphorus fertilizer exports. Once a major player in the phosphorus fertilizer export business, the nation has dramatically limited these exports. Ratcliff said in 2015, China exported about 11 million metric tons of phosphorus fertilizer. 10 years later, in 2025, the country is expected to only export 4.5 million metric tons. And from 2021 to 2022, China had a 42% drop in fertilizer exports, that being phosphorus fertilizer. CRU forecasts China will export 5.6 million metric tons of phosphorus in 2026. That is a slight increase from the previous year. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.